Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.
So every single month then we come along to Rosset Adult Learning and we visit a different course. We visit a different section of things that are being taught every single either afternoon or evening here at Rosset School. Today I thought I'd take it easy and just actually take a tea break while I was here. One of the things that you can come and do halfway through your course is to come and enjoy a cup of tea or coffee or possibly hot chocolate as being prepared in front of me right now. And there are two people that are responsible for that tonight. Would you each like to introduce yourselves and tell us where you're from?
Hi, I'm Dan. I'm from Outlands in Harrogate. I'm 17.
I'm Harry. I'm 17 also, and I also live very near Dan on Outlands Estate.
And you both are students of Rosset School, is that right?
We are, yeah.
Currently doing A-levels, and you're here helping out, making a bit of tea and coffee. How did you end up doing this?
Well, the school told us about it and told us that there was a note about it that we could hand in, and it's just seemed like a bit of extra work.
And did you have to do an interview? Did you have to make a mock cup of tea or something?
No, not really. We went and spoke to Catherine, who runs it. She just asked us a bit about ourselves, and we just had a trial shift, and then just been doing it since then, yeah.
And how many people do you tend to have to serve in one break time?
Oh, anywhere between 25 to 40, I'd say. Between each one.
Varies each night.
So a selection of people currently on their tea break from one of the lectures here at Rosset Adult Learning have agreed to talk to me. Shall we get a big group hello just to prove that you're actually here?
Yeah. Hello!
There you go, a whole selection of people. And not only people visiting the lecture today, but actually happen to have sat down next to the lecturer. Hello.
Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing your lecture on?
My name's Alex Purvis, and I'm doing a lecture on artist studios from way back to the present. We're halfway through one now, the rest is yet to come. But we're looking at people in studios, how they use studios, what you could see from studios, the workplaces, where all the troubles are sorted out, or not troubles, sorted out. It's that sort of talk.
And why do you come along to lectures?
Well, they're usually about subjects that I don't know much about, so it's a learning process, and they're varied. Yeah. I like the variety.
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Now, what course is it that you're doing here at Rosset Adult Learning?
I'm doing the furniture restoration course.
Have you done this a lot before, or did you just want to become good at sort of revamping old furniture?
Well, this is the third time I've done the course. I enjoyed it that much first time, and each time I never seem to quite finish what I'm doing, so I rejoined the following term.
And what have you made so far?
What I have done originally was restore some chairs.
Like dining room chairs or lounge chairs?
There was hall chairs, barley twist chairs. Ooh. Which were fairly old, 100 and odd years old.
Wow.
And they needed a lot of work. Basically, it was stripping them down, taking the old varnish off, sanding them down, making sure all the joints were sound, and then just restoring them and so on.
And how are the chairs now?
Yes, they're good.
Yeah?
Yes.
They don't break when you sit on them?
They definitely don't break when you sit on them.
So my name's Charlotte and I'm doing advanced Italian.
Oh.
And I also do advanced Spanish on a Tuesday night.
Would you count yourself as quite good at languages? You're in the advanced class.
Well, yes, I did a degree in French, Spanish and Italian 7 years ago.
And you're just kind of brushing up on those skills, really?
Yeah.
And why did you learn French and Italian in the first place?
Well, I did French and Spanish at school for A-level and then picked up Italian at university because I wanted to do something that was new and interesting, and also it was similar to French and Spanish. People had told me that it was a cross between the two, so I thought that I may excel at that like I had excelled at French and Spanish.
So you may have just guessed from those bonsoirs in the background that we have found a group of people doing a Rosset Adult Learning course in French. Would each of you like to tell me what your names are?
Stephanie.
Juliet.
Lisa.
Je m'appelle Helen.
Oh, very impressive, Helen. That's very good. And why have you come to a French course? Do you want an excuse to go to France for holiday? Is it something you wanted to brush up on? What brings you here?
Well, my husband actually used to speak French, and he wants to get better at it, and the ultimate idea is for us to be both fluent so we can talk to each other and stuff.
Is it an excuse to go on holiday?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And why the rest of you choosing French?
To be able to go on holiday and be able to converse in the same language.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody want to tell me, give me a sentence in French? We've had Je m'appelle Helen.
Je voudrais un verre de vin, s'il vous plaît.
I know the last bit was please, but other than that, do you know what that meant?
You would like
a glass of wine,
please. Yes.
Yes, I think I'd like this glass.
The new spring programme for 2018 at Rosset Adult Learning is enrolling now. Courses start from the 8th of January and you can find out more just by going online to strayfm.com/family or by searching online for Rosset Adult Learning.
Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.